A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever gone out to breakfast with a friend? To chat, to clear the air, to see what's up? I have, and I've left rejuvenated and ready for the day ahead. I think today's gospel text may be such an occasion between Jesus and Peter, a breakfast chat, perhaps to set things right between these two friends, perhaps a time for restoration, forgiveness, and fresh starts. Perhaps Peter was looking for a word of forgiveness, a word of grace from Jesus. Or maybe Jesus wanted to reassure Peter that all was okay. At different times in our lives, we all long for a word of graced forgiveness and a time for starting over. Last week, Doris was released from a maximum security prison's medical unit. 7 years ago, when she arrived, Doris was a healthy, active woman who left home and family in the South, searching for the lights and action of New York. Her life took many unexpected twists and turns, many of them painful. Now, 7 years later, Doris is a different woman, having fought her way back from two strokes. She needs assistance, has difficulty walking, and takes multiple medications to help maintain her fragile state. Doris had no place to go when released, and a suitable healthcare facility couldn't be found. What to do? Doris's sister Karen knew of her plight and invited, "Come to Atlanta. Start over. Come live with me. I'll help take care of you." Graced forgiveness, a time for new beginnings. Doris knew she was forgiven and accepted her sister's offer. I wonder if that's what's happening to Peter in today's scripture. Did he know he was forgiven and back in right relationship with Jesus? Though sometimes we fall in failure, Jesus keeps accepting us where we are, forgiving our failures and recognizing our limitations, even as he gently calls us to grow more and come farther along on the journey of discipleship. Perhaps this scripture story ends at the beginning, as Jesus returns Peter to square one and reissues the invitation, "Follow me." This graced invitation means new beginnings and setting us back on square one, again and again and again, if need be. Doris was willing to begin again. Peter was also. What about us? Let us pick ourselves up, continue our growth in grace, spreading the message of Jesus' love and forgiveness. Yes, Jesus, give us the grace to follow.